I love how Pastor John and Pastor AJ put this together today. We took a couple of days off and went to the mountains and come back, and they've orchestrated just such an amazing flow of celebration and worship and baptism and celebration and worship and baptism. And it's just so powerful to think about the change of life. I love how Pastor John talked about the fact that we're not perfect, the fact that it's a process, the fact that we're changing. And I hope that in our journey, we're all changing. The moment we begin to stand still, we get into a little trouble because we find a place of comfort. And when we find a place of comfort, we don't seem to need God the way we should need God when we're uncomfortable. And sometimes those uncomfortable places are when God shows up, or we acknowledge and see God show up more than ever before. It's in our need that we realize how much we need Him. It's in our need that we realize how powerful He is and how He wants to preserve us, how He wants to keep us from falling, how He wants to use His power in our life to bring about change in us, but also those that we influence. And we don't really understand the power of our influence coupled with the power of God. It's easy to know that we influence people. We can see that. And if we influence them for the natural things, that's okay. If it's good, we can influence people for bad too. But when we influence them in the things of God, everything changes. My mother used to tell me that you can influence people, and if you continue the way you're going, which was not so healthy, you're going to influence people away from God. And our goal and our job is to influence people so that they would become closer to God, that they would see God. We've been talking over the last few weeks about some attributes of God. We've done that so that maybe your trust for God will be increased. The fact of the matter is that if we don't trust someone, if we don't know them, we're not going to trust them. So it's very, very important that we get to know God so that we can trust Him. We talked about the fact that He is our Savior. He's a master creator. He's a master builder. And everything in the universe, us included, has been created by God. And God's desire is to constantly build in us for His glory. Then we talked about the fact that He is a master fixer and restorer. The truth is, God can fix and restore anything. Today's kind of the final component. God is a master savior and deliverer. A savior, very simply, is one who saves. A deliverer is one who delivers. And there's an overwhelming fact that every one of us needs saving and delivering. These that were baptized today was a physical act showing what had happened in their heart. They were saved. They were delivered. I think it's an amazing display. And the act of baptism is just sealing what they've already decided in their hearts. You know, the Bible is full of instances where God saves and delivers. He doesn't do it the same way. In fact, I don't think God likes to be put in a box. I think He loves being unpredictable. I think He gets great pleasure by doing things differently. I think because He is God, He can do anything He wants. In my mind's eye, I imagine God looking at our struggles And in his mind, maybe even verbally, he says, I'm going to blow their minds in how I'm going to solve this issue. I love it when God does extraordinary things that can't be credited to the natural flow of things, can't be credited to anything in the natural. It had to be God. It had to be God. You know, anytime Susan and I are making important purchases, one of the first things we do is read the reviews from those who have already purchased that very product, the one that we're considering. Sometimes those reviews keep us from making that purchase. Sometimes those reviews prompt us to go for it. Sometimes we've even put the cart before the horse and read the reviews after we purchased things, and I don't recommend doing that. But more times than not, those reviews have saved us from making unwise purchases and also has caused us to make wise purchases. So today, as we talk about the fact that our God is a master saver and deliverer, it's important that we take a look at some of the reviews from God's words of how God saves and delivers. As we're reminded of these, as we read the reviews, our faith will be built to trust God in our own situations. As we're reminded of these that we read, that we talk about today, we'll be encouraged to trust God to save and deliver us, even though things are difficult. As we're reminded of these, we'll be strengthened to hang on to God no matter what. But I want to frame our understanding a bit with these verses before we look at the reviews. Isaiah 55:8-9, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything that you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Listen to it out of the Message version. I don't think the way you think. The way you work isn't the way I work. For the sky soars high above the earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work, and the way I think is beyond the way you think. If we frame our thoughts with this verse, it really unleashes God to do whatever he wants to do, and we're not surprised. It frees God. We don't put him in a box. We just allow him. We can't figure it out. We might even try to figure it out and give God some pointers. But if we think about that verse, if we frame our thoughts with that verse, we're going to know that it's going to be futile for us to try to figure it out. So we must think about God's ways in big ways. Now for the reviews. When we go to buy something, especially on Amazon, you look and see, are there any reviews? Sometimes there's a few and sometimes there's a lot. We like it when there's a lot because that can show you the ins and outs of lots of things. If there's just one or two, you know, a blind squirrel can get a nut, find a nut one time, a couple times. So just one or two people talking about this doesn't really matter. But when there's lots of reviews, there's real safety there. The first review I want us to read or think about is in Genesis 6. Review number one, God saved and delivered Noah and his family. And he required them to build an ark in anticipation of an unprecedented flood that would wipe out most of the life on the earth. His neighbors must have thought he'd lost his mind. That is a testimony to how God can save and deliver. He didn't always build an ark or cause you to build an ark, but he could. Review number two, in Genesis 37, we see God saved and delivered Joseph by requiring him to trust God through a myriad of unjust things. A lesser man would have been crushed. You can go through that chapter and the chapters that follow it and get the details. In Exodus 12, review number three, God saved and delivered the Israelites from slavery by requiring them to trust and follow an unlikely leader who was Moses. And that would lead them to their freedom. Sometimes God uses other people in our life to lead us out of the bondage that we find ourselves in. Review number 4 in Ruth chapter 1. God saved and delivered Naomi by requiring her to let her daughter-in-law Ruth into her life. Maybe that's how God's going to save and deliver you. Review number 5 in 1 Samuel 17. God saved and delivered David, and therefore saved and delivered his people by requiring him to trust God with 5 smooth stones in battle with the giant Goliath. Review number 6 in Daniel 3. God saved and delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego by requiring them to trust God in the midst of a deadly, fiery furnace. Review number 7 in Daniel 6. God saved and delivered Daniel by requiring him to trust God in a den full of hungry lions. Review number 8. In Jonah chapter 1, God saved and delivered Jonah by requiring a great fish to swallow him to get his attention. Review number 9, in Luke 8, God saved and delivered the disciples by requiring them to trust Jesus even in the storm. Review number 10, in Luke 19, God saved and delivered Zacchaeus by calling him out of the tree and visiting his home. Review number 11, God, in John 4, God saved and delivered a Samaritan woman by Jesus gracefully confronting her with her sin. Review number 12 in Acts 9, God saved and delivered Paul, by a powerful visitation. Now that's just 12 of them. There are unlimited amount of reviews as you read the word of how God saved and delivered his people. But there's one thing for sure, God's track record is flawless. The enemy wants us to believe that he won't save or deliver us. The enemy wants us to believe that God will not be faithful to us. The enemy wants us to believe that God will not come through for us. The enemy wants us to believe that God doesn't care about us, that God has forgotten us. The enemy wants us to believe that God doesn't love us. The enemy wants us to mistrust God. And all of these are lies from the very pit of hell. No matter how attractive a picture that the enemy paints is, no matter how luring or inviting it is, don't fall for it. Because the enemy wants to steal from you. The enemy wants to kill you. The enemy wants to destroy you. Don't fall for his tricks. When you think about the hard situation that you're in right now, whether it's of your making or not, remember the reviews. When you think about how bad, depressing, and hopeless things may be in your life, remember the reviews. When you think about how impossible your current state of affairs may be, remember the reviews. When you think about those that are against you and wish you harm, remember the reviews. When you think about those that are viciously attacking you, remember the reviews. When you think about where you are in your life today, remember the reviews. See, don't believe the lies from the enemy. Believe God. Don't believe your circumstances are final. Believe God. Don't believe the naysayers who judge you. Believe God. Years ago, we used to sing a song straight out of Zechariah 4:6. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. That's a faith builder, isn't it? Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. See, we can't look at our circumstances through the earthly lens and be encouraged at all. Because God works on a whole different level. The reviews are proof of that. You can go to these reviews and encourage yourself. You can stir yourself up in faith. Things may look dismal, but you're not the first one in a dismal situation. Things may look impossible, but you're not the first one that found themselves faced with impossibilities. Listen, it's easy to blame others. It's easy to blame the other people that are holding us back. But they're not the problem. When you look at the obstacles and problems you're facing in life, we've got to remember Paul's words in 2 Corinthians 10:3. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. Our tendency is to pull out our natural weapons and fight this thing that's coming against us when that's not the plan at all from God's perspective. No, it is not by might. It's not by power. It's by His Spirit. Remember Ephesians 6:12, for we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. I know that when we ask you what's going wrong in your life, you could name someone that's a point person that you may call your enemy. But we are not fighting against the flesh and blood enemies, but against the evil rulers and the authorities of the unseen world, against the mighty powers in this dark world, against the evil spirits in the heavenly places. Let's wage war with the Word of God. Let's invite God to save and deliver us. Listen to these words, these wise words from Solomon in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He'll show you which path to take. How many times have we come to a place in our life where we don't know where to turn? We just don't know what the next step is. In fact, we will even build that monument and worship at it. I don't know what to do. I'm going to camp right here. When the Bible is very, very clear that we're to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart is not just lip service. It is actually your heart resting in God because He's the only one that can save us. And you seek His will. You ask Him, what do I do now? What's the next thing I do? Give me some guidance. Listen, God loves to give His guidance. And He will answer you if you call upon Him. And when your faith gets weak, and it will, read the reviews. Remember what God has done. Remember that He has not finished yet. Pastor John reminded us that this whole Christian life is a process. As long as we're here, God wants to do stuff in us so He can do stuff through us. And so often we listen to the words of the enemy and we are just absolutely convinced that God is going to stop doing His stuff with us. Even though there may be 1,000 reviews that say this lawnmower is good, I believe that when I get one, I'll get the lemon. I'll get the one out of all of that that won't work. And in man's context, that can happen. But you can't lose with God. There's not a problem that He can't handle. There's not a problem too big for Him. He wants us to bring our burdens. In fact, He tells us to cast them, get them away from ourselves, throw them at Him. With nothing hooked to them to pull them back. Far too often, we do a little bit of, I'll call it a shuffle cast. Just throw it a little bit. It's still within reach. Because that is an area of comfort. Wrong as it is, we find comfort in those things. We have believed the lie of the enemy. And when we believe the enemy's over God's voice, we're going to get in trouble. I mean big trouble. It may not be big to start with, but it'll sure end that way. If you get on I-77 toward Charlotte and you don't get off, you're going to end up there. You mess around a little bit with a little white lie that the enemy might have for you, and you stay focused on that, you travel in that direction, you're going to end up there. And it's not going to be pretty. Far too often, we forget about what God has done. When we read about what God has done, when we read the reviews, it builds something inside of us. Because we also read that he's no respecter of persons. What he'll do for you, he'll do for me. What he does for me, he'll do for you. It might look different. It might flesh out a little bit different. But God doesn't love me more than you. God doesn't love you more than me. It's really hard to understand that kind of love because we have our favorites, don't we? We love so-and-so a little bit more than we love so-and-so, but that's not God. And we'll do something for this one, but we won't do it for that one. When we have a Heavenly Father that will go after you and leave the 99 because you might be wandering in some dangerous territory. And if you wonder if he's going to take you, if he's going to care about the process that you're in, the situations you're in, read the reviews. Remind yourself what he's done. Don't box him in and say, well, you gotta do this and you've got to do that. Listen, who are we to tell the creator of the universe how to do anything? We can't even breathe without him, and therefore we feel like we have the ability to tell God how we want him to deliver us. When God just wants us to come to him and say, just save me. I'm in a mess. I can't figure out how to do this. I want to be obedient. I want to quieten the voice of the enemy. But Lord, he's loud. Lord, I need you to be louder. See, this is a conversation you can have with our God, and he'll answer you. The Bible tells us that he will tell us things that we know not of. Where do you think Solomon got all this wisdom? He wasn't born with it. In fact, when the Lord put it out to him, said, listen, what do you want from me? He didn't say all the stuff that we ask him for. He said, I want wisdom so I can govern your people. How many times have we asked God for just the stuff of the world without even thinking that he's got something higher for us? He's got something more for us. He doesn't want us to flounder around in life. He wants us to excel in the things of God. He wants us to be prosperous in the things of God. He wants us to be confident in the things of God. He wants us to walk in great confidence, not because of us, because of him in us. Because of what he has poured into us. So I don't know what you're facing today, but you're probably not the first one to face that. It feels like it. That you're the first one. No one's ever been persecuted this much. No one's ever been talked about as bad as I've been talked about. No one's had people close to them like that are attacking him like they are me. See, the enemy wants to single us out and to think that we're just being picked on, and we forget all about what the manufacturer can do. When you get discouraged, read the reviews. When you get downcast, read the reviews. When you get lonely, read the reviews. When you feel unloved, read the reviews. When you feel left out, read the reviews. When you feel purposeless, read the reviews. That God has given us his word, his living word, so that it can be life to us. We have this word and we store it into our hearts so that when we have a situation that we come up against, we just reach in and we apply the word. We reach in and apply the word. We reach in and remind ourselves that God is in control. If you're downcast, confused, disoriented, full of fear, read the reviews. Read what God has done. Remind yourself what He's done. Stir up yourself to believe those things that God has done that He'll do again. That He will save you. He will deliver you. He won't leave you over there rotting. He won't forget you. In fact, He's not forgotten you. He knows you by name. In fact, He knows how many hairs are on your head. That's knowing you pretty good. And He knows what we need before we even ask for it. But what if we were confident in the fact that God can save me out of this? I'm not doomed to live this life. What if we're confident that He can deliver us through and carry us out of this thing that we're facing? What if we're that confident? Listen, other people would see that. And it's important that we are living with Jesus, living for Jesus, and allowing Him to live through us so that others would hear. They may not have a Bible. You may be the only Bible they'll ever read or ever come in contact with as we're living the Word of God. And listen, you may get all weirded out. You just got to tell people about Jesus. Just talk about what He's done for you. And then they're going to remember that as a review. And they're going to go back and they're going to revisit that review because Jesus did that for you. Our testimony and the blood of the Lamb are the way that we overcome the enemy. We can remind the enemy what we've been forgiven for. We can remind the enemy that we are not those crazy deeds that we did. We can remind the enemy that we've been washed by the blood of Jesus. We can remind the enemy that this thing is not going to take me out. We can remind the enemy that God's got a great plan for us. And when God has a great plan for you and you know it, you begin to walk different. It's not pride. It's a godly confidence. It's your identity in Christ. You know what that is. And it affects how you deal with life. Do you still sin? Yeah, you do. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. No doubt about that. And I need forgiveness on a daily basis, sometimes on an hourly basis, sometimes on a minute-by-minute basis. Because the enemy is there, wanting to kill, steal, and destroy. And the enemy's going to go after you, and go after you, go after you, until you're not a threat to him anymore. But greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Think about that. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Greater is He that is in us than he is in the world. Read the reviews. It is proven over and over again. And every time you read a review, your faith is built. We were looking for an electric lawnmower because I'm not a big maintenance kind of guy. I don't want to have to work on an engine. We found one. It was a really, really good deal. I mean, an ultra good deal. Almost too good to be true. So we're standing there in the store looking at reviews. Well, this is a good one. I don't see any bad ones yet. I don't see any bad ones yet. And we were encouraged enough that we made the purchase based on the reviews. See, when you know what God has done, it's easy to say, I'll take it, Jesus. It's easy to say, I'm going to build myself up. I'm not going to get all crazy because it's getting a little bit dark. No, I've read the reviews. I know what God has done. I know what He's able to do. And I know that He'll do it for me. So we now have this mower that works and it's quiet, and the best thing, it fits my wife's hands. I wanted to make sure that handle was just right for her. But God is good. His mercies never end. And He loves us, and He loves you. And He loves the unlovable you. And He loves the one, the part of you that enjoys sin. He loves you. But He wants the best for you. He wants you to desire Him above everything else. He wants you not to have an appetite for sin, but have an appetite for righteousness. That's what He's after. And when you get around people that have an appetite for righteousness, man, it's contagious. Man, you start wanting to be that way. See, that's the contagious aspect of the things of the Spirit. Now, you can run from it, but that doesn't mean that when you're faced with it, it's not something inside of you that begins to draw toward it, because you've been breathed from God. God has breathed into us. He has created us. It's so easy for God to fix us because He's the Creator. God wants to save and deliver you. He doesn't want you walking in bondage. He wants you to be free. And the Bible tells us that those that are set free in Jesus are free indeed. I mean, that's real freedom. You can still have barbed wire all around you. You can still be knee-deep in the mud. But have Jesus, you're free. Because you're not stuck there. You're with Jesus. Every day we can get this life. And when the enemy comes in and tries to convince you otherwise, read the reviews. Read the reviews. Read the reviews. Let's pray. Heavenly Father.